This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
In this episode, I continue a conversation I had with Megan about her journey to learning and teaching natural history.
I'm Megan McCosker, and I live in Bar Harbor, Maine, and I am a teacher with lots of different kinds of experience.
I would say that other whales haven't changed as much. It's tricky. There's places that seem to have more humpbacks than ever. Locally, around Mount Desert Rock, whale-wise, the finbacks have just been gone for a while. They started to kind of come back last year. And when I say gone, it doesn't mean their population is down. It's just that locally, we weren't seeing them for the last years.
Yeah, they travel. No.
Right. And they must eat. Fin whale is a skinny whale. So there's none of this like hanging out for a while without eating. They need to eat, and they're fish eaters. So what's been happening lately? You know, it's been really interesting, right? Tons of literally menhaden, which is a oily bait fish, prey fish. So you have lots and lots of gray seals have been inshore, which is like, what? That never happened back in the day. So that's a that's like a good sign, to be honest. So I don't think it's a tale of everything's just getting worse. Like, I think that's a narrative that doesn't work very well. I think the change it's very interesting. We're having a cold spring that's local. Obviously, the Labrador Current is being impacted by melting ice sheets, et cetera. But I think you don't want to think of change as just always in one direction. That's definitely something.
Yeah, or even change being bad.
Oh, no, like, exactly.
I think there's a lot of species that are just adapted to change.
For sure, for a right whale, it was a bad thing that they couldn't forage in a relatively safe area and had to go into shipping lanes in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, where the regulatory framework, the fishing industry, nothing was ready for them.
Oh, I see. So that
now
shift.
Canada has, you know, there's been huge progress made. I credit folks like Mo Brown, the Canadian Whale Institute, the Canadian government. Like, there's just been the crab fishermen. I mean, there's just been like nobody wants to kill whales. So that's driven the development of ropeless, or they call on-demand fishing gear, where the rope is really the problem between the enormous crab trap and the surface. Same thing with a string of lobster traps. Which are much smaller than crab traps. Crab traps are especially deadly. but there's been a lot of innovation, and like that looks really good. So, So I think over the years, like back when I was, we used to have northern shrimp and northern shrimp fishery, and we really haven't had that except for a very limited. It's interesting. And, I suppose that's what is very compelling. It keeps it interesting.
That's right.
Yeah. Birds, we used to have so many eiders in the winter, but I think I may be mistaken, but I think that's connected with the mussel population. We have a lot of mussels where there are mussel farms and they like spread the seeds. So, but we don't have a lot of mussels in other places. Yeah. We have a lot of green crabs that we didn't used to have, and that has definitely altered all kinds of populations, probably including mussels.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.